The Lucille Ball Comedy Festival runs through Sunday in Jamestown and again features an array of famous comedians. John Mulaney, Sebastian Maniscalco, Louis Black, just to name a few, plus several related events. In fact, anticipation is building to the point organizers have developed a staggered admission policy this weekend at the National Comedy Center. Find out more this morning from Executive Director Journey Gunderson. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Talk about the level of interest that you're seeing right now for this particular year of the National Comedy Center and, of course, the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival.
Well, now that the National Comedy Center has earned some accolades and a reputation for being a fantastic visitor experience, producing the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival on top of that in Jamestown means coordinating reservations to see the museum.
Well, let's talk about that staggered admission then. Somebody who's hearing this right now, you know, where might they fall in line if they make the decision to head on down this weekend?
This is something that is just meant to make sure that everybody has an amazing experience while in town. And it's a special time to be visiting the National Comedy Center because you're also bumping into comedians who are seeing it for the first time. We'll be filming some things with comedians within, and it's going to be an exciting time to be in Jamestown.
You always seem to be right there when it comes to nabbing the latest, hottest comic. And I would have to say John Mulaney falls into that characterization. Is there something about his comedy, though, that captures you and that makes you think that he has something that's a little different than everybody else right now?
The thing that I think is a little bit different about Mulaney than what is maybe on trend is that he is just being an observational comic, not necessarily trying to push boundaries or be out there on a limb or go further than others, break ground in that way. He's just doing what really great comics do best, which is maintaining an authenticity of perspective and voice. And it's working for him. People of all ages who listen to him, whether they knew of him before we booked him or not, are going and finding his comedy and falling in love with it. I know he's really popular among millennials, but then, you know, people in the baby boomer generation are discovering him and going, wow, this guy's hilarious.
I think when we talked the last time, you were telling me at that point, every state in the union had checked in at the National Comedy Center, except for, I think it was North Dakota, if I'm not mistaken. Since then, somebody from North Dakota has made their way into the National Comedy Center. What do you expect this weekend? Have any kind of anecdotal or perhaps data-based indication of what kind of crowds and from where people are coming to see this weekend's comedy festival?
Last I checked, just our ticket buyer zip codes had surpassed 45 U.S. states, and that's attendees within the next 5 days.
Wow.
And anecdotally, I've also heard people say who have never been here, oh, I'm also going to go see Niagara Falls, and obviously people are traveling through Buffalo to get here, and so that's nice to hear anecdotally. Also in the motor coach industry, we had something like 60 buses booked in 40 days. Mm. And so it's great to see the group tour industry take hold of this attraction and discover all that's here.
As the executive director and somebody who knows all about Jamestown and the area as well, is there something that you encourage people not to miss?
It's funny. We were just talking about filming a summary video that serves as a primer for people's experience because, well, it's a nice problem to have. One pain point that we've heard is that people do arrive thinking, oh, okay, I've got a couple of hours, and then they actually experience wondering, where should I spend my time? There's so much to see. I didn't expect this to be so vast. And when we were talking with Louis Black about that, he joked, he said, it's a two-day experience, deal with it. So,
I can almost hear your voice channeling his voice there.
Yeah, and so what I should say is, if you have an hour or two, you'll have a fantastic time, and you cannot walk away disappointed with that amount of time. There's so much to see and do that you'll be able to glean from that experience. But if you have more time, you can come back several times a summer, several times a year, and not see everything. And for those of people in Western New York, there's urgency to visiting annually because our artifacts do rotate annually.
I did see what Carl Reiner just recently donated his archives to you. Do I have that correct?
That's correct. This year alone, Carl Reiner announced that we would become the digital home for the archives that he saved throughout his whole career, where he's allowing us to digitize them and preserve and present them from the Dick Van Dyke Show. And we just cut the ribbon last week on a new display all about the Smothers Brothers and their controversial firing by CBS 50 years ago this year. And so it's been just incredible.
Just getting ready for this festival is enough of a serious work for you. But this First Amendment discussion also has some really serious ramifications to it. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So this will be the second year that we have presented a legal dialogue related to comedy, both years about the First Amendment and freedom of speech. Last year focused on Lenny Bruce and the obscenity trials. This year focused on Carlin's seven dirty words that at the time he made up that you couldn't say on television. And then through this court case, FCC versus Pacifica, they became the seven dirty words that you can't say on television. So for many reasons, this is actually really pertinent this year and pertinent today relative to how broadcast mediums are changing and whether those rules still apply. And so we will be featuring on a panel Lewis Black, Kelly Carlin, and Howard Lieb, a Cornell University law professor who teaches about the case FCC versus Pacifica.
A lot going on this weekend at the National Comedy Center and, of course, the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival. With us, Executive Director Journey Gunderson. Journey, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.